This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected an effort to remove Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from the primary ballot in the state of Colorado one day before the party nominating contest in the state ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The unanimous ruling from the nine justices reverses a decision late last year by Colorado's top court disqualifying Trump. The case cited a rarely invoked clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, Section 3, which bars from office any, quote, officer of the United States who took an oath, quote, to support the Constitution of the United States, and then, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that only Congress, not states, can determine a candidate's eligibility under the 14th Amendment.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and other top White House officials are hosting a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who is visiting Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Benny Gantz, a centrist political rival of Netanyahu, is sitting down with several senior U.S. President Joe Biden administration officials. Among them are Harris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Jake Sullivan, the White House National Security Advisor. As French lawmakers voted on whether the right to abortion should be protected in the French Constitution, supporters and opponents of the measure gathered at opposing demonstrations on Monday. Women's rights activists followed the joint sitting of France's upper and lower chamber on the big screen in front of the Eiffel Tower. Abortion rights are now widely accepted in France.